Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony Collin from Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address, ma'am?
What address do you have?
We call in Florida.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you currently registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. And if things end now, how likely are you to vote in August 2024 primary election for county mayor and other offices? Would that be almost certain to vote? We'll probably vote, have a chance to 50-50, or we'll not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 to 74, or 70?
35 to 49.
Okay, thank you. All right, in South Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself, ma'am?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, do you feel things in the area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I don't know.
Right direction, then?
I don't have an answer.
Okay.
No answer.
No problem. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to ask your impression of some people and organizations that you may, have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, it's okay, just let me know, okay? And here's the first one, Rick Scott.
No opinion.
Okay, no opinion. Joe Sanchez.
No opinion.
Joe Biden.
Bad opinion.
Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very,
very, very, very unfavorable.
Okay, what about Alex Atola?
No opinion.
Joe Martinez.
No opinion.
Okay. Rosie Cordero Stutz.
No opinion.
Manny Seed.
No opinion.
Debbie Marcel Powell.
No opinion.
Okay, Ron DeSantis.
Neutral.
Okay, so neutral on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ron DeSantis, you said neutral, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, I don't have a neutral, ma'am, but I have
no
somewhat favorable. No opinion.
Okay. No opinion. That's opinion.
No opinion. Okay, James Reyes.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Daniela Levin Cava.
No opinion.
And Marco Rubio.
Negative opinion.
So be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and how would you rate the way Daniela Levin Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Would that be excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. All right, ma'am, and if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Trump.
Okay, vote Trump. All right, and if the election for Miami-Dade County mayor were held today and the candidates were Manny Seed, Daniela Levin Cava, and Alex Atola, which one do you think you will vote for?
I don't know yet. Undecided.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, which one would you lean, towards at this time?
I don't have anybody that I'm leaning towards. Nobody right now.
Okay. No problem. All right, ma'am. If the election for county mayor were held today, and the candidates were Manny Seed, Daniela Levin Cava, and Alex Atola, which one do you think you will vote for?
Atola.
Atola. Okay. Remember, as you may know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. I would like to ask you about two of them, okay? Here's the first one. One constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. This is how it reads, okay? Allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensing entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applied to Florida law does not change, okay, or immunize violations of federal law. Establishes possession limits for personal use. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes, to support.
Okay. Yes, to support. All right, ma'am. And the other constitutional amendment is a style amendment to limit government interference with abortion. This is how it reads, okay? No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Okay, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Support.
Support. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, over the past few years, would you say the level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stay about the same?
About the same. How many more questions do you have? I have to go.
Okay, ma'am, we're almost pretty much done. It's only a little, probably about 2-3 minutes left of it, and we should be done, okay?
Right.
I'm going to go real quick, okay? Okay, in which of the following issues do you think is the most important, you know, for the county leaders to focus their attention on right now? Would that be investing in housing people can afford, making healthcare more affordable for working families, reducing crime and congestion, making communities safer, lowering inflation, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, promoting trust and accountability
housing
in
price.
Local government? Which
housing
one?
Pricing. The housing pricing.
Okay, the housing, okay, investing in housing,
yep.
All right. And which would be the next most important one? Okay, achieving higher wages, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, or building a mass transit system?
Mass transit.
A mass transit, okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of possible candidates for mayor, okay? For each one, please tell me which candidate would you be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates, okay? Please try to choose one even when the choice is hard, okay? A hard one.
Okay.
Okay, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes that Cuban embargo must be overturned and supports the Obama engagement policies with Cuba. Or a candidate who supports the embargo and opposes Obama's policies?
I don't know enough about the embargo to make a decision.
Okay, don't know. Okay. What about which one do you would you be more likely to? A candidate who believes local comprehensive plan to address Miami-Dade's infrastructure is required, even if it means, you know, paying a few dollars more a year in taxes. Or a candidate who believes local Miami-Dade County already collects enough taxes to address the infrastructure needs of the community?
The first one. Pay more taxes.
The first one. Okay. Yeah. A candidate who believes the county is doing enough to address affordable housing, or a candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing and the county needs to address the crisis?
Address the crisis, the second one.
Okay, the second one. All right, and the other one says a candidate who supports a bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue specific for parks funding, a new transit system, enhanced public safety measures, and invest in cultural programming. The other one says a candidate who opposes any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county and enough funding exists to meet our needs.
The first one, support the funding.
The first one. Okay, and which one would you say be more likely to support a candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control, or a candidate who supports allowing managed growth, you know, in Miami-Dade County along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion?
The second one.
All right, ma'am, and which one would you be more likely to support, a candidate who opposes expanded rights for the trans community, or a candidate who supports the LGBT community, including trans rights?
The first one.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for county mayor, okay? Daniela Levin Cava is a nonprofit and community leader in Miami-Dade County for over 30 years. Her supporters say she has led, you know, with vision, integrity, and commitment to resolve by confronting the housing crisis, helping people find jobs, and restoring people's trust in their government. She has, you know, upheld her promises to create good-paying jobs, invest in infrastructure, keep communities safe through proper funding of police and fire departments, and prospecting our environment. She will continue to be a fierce advocate for integrity and honesty in the county hall, and, you know, in charge how government works from the inside. Her opponent says she's too liberal and will inject socialist policies in our county. Okay, that's Daniela Levin Cava. The other one is Manny Cid, okay? He's a businessman and a mayor of Miami Lakes, where he was elected as the town's youngest mayor. His supporters say that as a small business owner who works on his restaurant every day, he broke the cycle of rich and powerful politicians calling the shots, while, you know, the county was raising taxes and fees on working families. He cut taxes in Miami Lakes and built productive relationships between the city and businesses. He will make a county government work for everyone, not just those with an army of lobbyists and lawyers. His opponents say that, you know, his pro-growth position as mayor will only lead to worsening congestion and higher housing prices in the county. Okay, and the other one, the last one is Alex Atola, okay? He's a social media influencer and pro-democracy advocate. His supporters say that he is a champion of democracy and human rights across Latin America. He has shown the courage and commitment we need in Miami-Dade County to root out communism and sanction those who support tyrannical regimes across, you know, our region. His opponents say that the county government is not the place to be settling political scores, you know, when the county is facing housing and affordability crisis and the impact of extreme climate change. Okay, now that you have heard a little bit more, you know, if the election for county mayor were held today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levin Cava, and Alex Atola, which one do you think you will go for?
The Atola.
Atola. Okay. Ma'am, all right, thank you. We almost, like I told you, we're almost done. I only have, now let me read you some reasons people, you know, give for voting for a candidate for county mayor, you know, assuming that each of the is accurate, okay? Please tell me how convincing reason you think it would be to vote for them. Would you be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all in your decision? Okay, here's the first one. Housing prices.
I apologize, but hey, I'm sorry, but I need to go. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye.